before Senator Barack Obama took the stage at his campaign rally in Tampa on Wednesday. The host city's mayor, Pam Iorio, announced her endorsement of Obama for president before an enthusiastic crowd. Today, WMNF spoke with Iorio about her endorsement and why it came this week.
Well, because Senator Obama was coming to Tampa really for the first time, other than in a fundraising capacity. And I really do view the primary season as being pretty much over with. I think we have our nominee at this point with Senator Obama. I know some people may disagree with that, but I think the numbers certainly show that he has the delegate strength and will have the necessary number of delegates to obtain the nomination. I'm impressed with him. You know, I think he's a person of real rare intellect, an understanding of the issues, an outstanding ability to communicate, and a real broad understanding of issues that are affecting the average person, which I think is critically important that this country move in a different direction. As mayor of the city, of course, for the past 5 years, I have not found that the federal government has been much of a partner with us. And I truly believe that the next president, whoever that next president is, he needs to focus on our own country and our cities and invest in our cities, in every community. There's only so much that local governments can do, and we have infrastructure that is in dire need of upgrade throughout this country. And we need the federal government as a partner. When we talk about mass transit, we need the federal government as a partner in that mass transit. Local and state governments just cannot do it alone. And I just don't see an emphasis from the federal government in investing in our own country. And we are a country that is so great and has so much growth potential. But unless we continue to invest in some very key foundational issues, mostly in our top perhaps 150 cities across the United States, I think it's going to affect our potential as a nation. And so with Senator Obama, I see someone who's willing to listen to leaders, local leaders across the United States, someone who's willing to try some different policies and programs. And that's the kind of person we need in the White House, someone who's willing to try new ideas and listen to local leaders across the nation. I really don't feel that the federal government listens very much to local leaders. If they did, I think some of their emphasis would be different today.
And in his speech in Tampa, he specifically mentioned transportation in Tampa. Did you feel that that was something good for our community, that a possible presidential candidate or even the president would mention Tampa and what our needs are?
Well, absolutely. Well, before he went on stage, he asked me behind when we were talking privately for a few minutes, he asked me what the concerns were of Tampa. And I said to him just what I've said to you, my concern about the infrastructure needs of our community, my concern about mass transit, my concern about housing. We currently have 9,000 people in the city of Tampa on a waiting list for public housing and Section 8 housing. These are real needs. You know, this is something that the next president has got to work with local leaders and communities in addressing. And I do believe that he has what it takes to really be a great president. I was proud to endorse him, and I hope it helped in some way. I don't know if it did, but I certainly hope he is our next president. And if so, I'll be happy to work with him and certainly make sure he knows what Tampa's needs are and how the federal government can be of help.